deacons are going to come. And while they're coming, I will remind you, you don't need to be a member of this church to receive the meal. It is for all who would cry out to Jesus to save them. And we do have gluten-free bread. We'll pass the elements one at a time, and we'll take them each in unison. This meal that we receive is Jesus and his disciples were eating the Passover meal. This is just a small little slice of the big Passover meal that they did every year. And the whole point of that meal was to remember God delivers his people from terrible, awful things. I mean, 400 years of slavery in Egypt is terrible, awful, and bad. And the Lord delivered his people. And then Jesus said, now this is about me. We look back to that and remember this is what Jesus has come to do. And so this morning, it's by remembering the Lord who has delivered his people again and again and again and again that we say, Lord, whatever's on my heart, whatever's on Nathan's heart or John's heart or whomever, we say, Lord, would you come in and bring your deliverance there as well? You remember in Lamentations 2, the children cry out to their mommies and they say, where's the wine? Where's the bread? And Jesus says, here's the wine, here's the bread, the true bread sent down from heaven. The true drink is my blood. And so Jesus has provided for us. On that night, that meal, Jesus gave thanks. He broke bread. He said, this is my body, which is for you. And he includes each one of us, his body for you and for me this morning. John, would you prepare us in prayer to receive the bread?
Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask that you bless this bread that we're about to partake as a remembrance of the suffering that your body suffered on the cross. And as we take it, help us to also remember that we are proclaiming your death, but especially we are also proclaiming your resurrection as we look forward to your return to take your people home. So bless us and be with us this morning. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Breaking of bread reminds us that Jesus understands something about our brokenness. He's the true bread of life that comes down from heaven. Let's eat together. Jesus then took the cup and he said to them, and he says to you and me, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And when we think about the old covenant and how that all fell apart and Lamentations and all of that, we are really, really grateful for a new setup, a new arrangement with God, not based on our track record, but based on the blood of Christ. And so we keep that in mind as we receive gratefully the cup together. Deborah, would you pray for us before we receive the cup this morning?
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for all you have done for us, that you died on the cross, and we are about to partake what represents your blood you shed for us. Forgive us all of our transgressions and just be with us, Lord. Help us to be better servants of yours. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's taste and drink together. Will you pray with me? Our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, you are the worthy Lamb who is slain from the foundation of the world for the saving of us from our sins. And you've made for yourself a people out of every tongue and tribe and nation, and we are grateful to be called children of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would discover the healing depths of your wounds, and you'd help us to go with you to the deep and hard places. And pray in your precious name. Amen. We're going to sing Hallelujah, What a Savior. The deacons can be seated.